You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 300. I've heard it said that there are really only two emotions, love and fear, and everything else falls under one of these two emotions. So if you think about it, it kind of does make sense. If you aren't moving forward in your network marketing business, it could be due to fear. So let me ask you, is fear holding you back in your direct sales business? This week's mantra is, between love and fear, I choose love.
Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. Hope everything is going fabulous in your day. I don't know what you have been up to. I'm wondering what that is. What is going on in your business? What is great about it? What is holding you back in it? Just where are you with every little thing? Well, I don't know about you, but I have mentioned this before. 2017 is shaping up to be a fabulous year, but I just had that feeling that it was going to be, and I'm so grateful for that. My business is really booming, changing up a lot of things, putting together some new training programs, hired a strategist, hired a funnel creator, just did a lot of different things. So it's been a lot of fun pulling a lot of this together. Somebody to really help me pull my brand together and pick up all the pieces, the moving parts, as I like to say, for what my business really is, what I do, and how to introduce that to people. So I am super excited about that and excited to share a lot of that with you as it rolls out. Now, if you're part of my community and on my newsletter list, you probably saw my email that I sent out there about my 90 days to 10K program. I'm putting it together for my own direct sales team and will be incorporating that as one of my training programs. So if you're interested, definitely let me know. If you're not part of my list, you need to get over to JackieElmer.com. You'll see right at the top where you can pop your name in and get that information. So putting together a fun program about really unmasking your greatest potential, moving past those fears, getting over the mindset issues, learning how to speak your message with your own authentic self. That's a huge part of it. You know, so often we struggle with contacting people in our network marketing, direct sales, or even real estate, whatever it is that you do. We struggle contacting people because we don't really have the language down. We don't have a way to contact people that feels authentic to us. We are scared of the word sales. We think that sales is a dirty word or a four-letter word. And I'm here to tell you, it is absolutely not. It's the highest paid profession. And my goal is to move you to being a proud sales professional in direct sales, network marketing, real estate, solopreneur, coach, whatever it is that you are doing in your business. Be proud of that and be proud of the fact that you sell amazing things to amazing people and you offer a solution to the challenge that they're looking for. That's really the key to it, is to come at it from a solutions-based idea. I teach a lot of that in streetsmartnetworker.com. Streetsmartnetworker.com, really learning good networking skills online and offline. Your net worth will be in direct correlation to your network. So the size of your net worth will be in direct correlation to the size of your network. So whether you're marketing online, offline, or ideally a combination of both, knowing what to say, how to position your message, how to position your products, how to be a solutions provider will serve you well both online and offline. So make sure you go to streetsmartnetworker.com and learn more about that program. It really will make a difference when you know what to do, what to say, and who to say it to. I literally met the woman of my dreams that, no pun intended. I met a mentor the other night at a networking event, a woman who I've been aware of back when I lived in the Phoenix area years ago. She is an entrepreneur. She was one of the first in the Phoenix area to take her business to the $1 million a year in annual revenues. This is not a network marketer. She actually had a brick and mortar business, but she's a brilliant marketer. And I felt so happy meeting her at this networking event and standing there and talking to different people and asking them what they do and different things like that. And she finally looked at me and she said, "You are really good at this networking thing." And I had to laugh and say, "I should be. I've been doing it for 23 years and I love teaching people that." You know, I'm a sales and social media strategist. I teach people how to be effective at that, whether you're in direct sales, whether you're on my team, whether you're building your own network marketing business, whether you're in real estate, it doesn't matter. When you know what to say, who to say it to, how to say it, and you can say it with confidence, you are going to get the sale, you're going to get the interest, you're going to get eyeballs to what it is that you're doing, and that's what's going to grow your business. So learn and master that skill without any hesitation. So let's talk a little bit then about today's mantra and the question that I asked, which of course is fear holding you back in your direct sales business. So think about this again. Between love and fear, I choose love. Think about the emotions and the concept of just those two, you know, of just having two emotions, love and fear. As I mentioned at the beginning, I've heard it said that there are really only two emotions, love and fear. Everything else falls in one of those, under one of those categories or umbrellas. So when we're having success, it's usually wrapped up in excitement, joy, enthusiasm, feeling good. And all of these ways of describing the way we feel fall under the emotional umbrella of love. It kind of makes sense, doesn't it? And when we're not having success, we can usually point to fear, procrastination, frustration, anger, feelings of inadequacy, and more. And we can get caught up in envy, resentment, and jealousy even. Think about that. Have you ever felt those emotions? Maybe at your network marketing convention when someone you feel does a much lousier job than you do of presenting the opportunity, but they're up there collecting a big check and getting recognition? It's easy sometimes to feel those particular emotions, envy, resentment, and jealousy. And those, of course, are wrapped under the emotional umbrella of fear. Now, we procrastinate out of fear. We feel frustrated because we're having fear, and that's holding us back from taking the action steps that we need. Now, we know in network marketing, and really almost any business, we do two things. And both involve connecting with another human being to see if they might be interested in our products or business or know someone who is that they might refer us to. So think about that. When you break that down to its absolute simplistic form, you could talk to people literally all day. You could pick any shopping mall and just get out there and get busy. But the reality of it is we seldom do that. And why is it that we don't do that? Well, we have fear. We have fear, certainly, of going out into a mall and walking up to a bunch of strangers and talking to them. What will they say? What will they think? But if you learn the right skill sets, then you don't ever have to worry about that. You'll know exactly what to say to build rapport with anyone and anywhere. And you'll know how to share what you do and how to ask for referrals, even if they're not interested. You'll know how to follow up and stay consistent with that follow-up. And ideally, you'll do all of that from a feeling of love and excitement at joy and joy at what effect this might have on the person to whom you're speaking. So fear, when you think about it, is really ego-based. It's all about the ego. And we're very ego-based when our main thought is about ourselves. So when you make your list and you begin to contact those on the list to share your excitement about your products and the business, are you choosing to share with them from a perspective of love and genuine excitement about what it might do for them, how it might change their life in some way? So before each contact that you make, I want to encourage you to simply say, between love and fear, I choose love. Fear is normal. It's natural, and there's probably not a person on the planet who won't say that they've not had fear at some point in their business, certainly at some point in their life. It's a constant for many of us. And the important thing to remember is that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the desire for something greater and therefore a willingness to push through. through the fear. Notice I didn't say get over the fear. I said push past it. So I want you to think about the fears that you have. And I don't know where you are right now. You may be driving, walking, at the gym, working out. Maybe you listen to me at night before you fall off to sleep, whatever. But just set a reminder quickly if you can to come back to this when you can sit down with a pen and piece of paper and write down what some of those fears are. When you think of every fear that you have about working your business, about doing those action steps, when you think about those fears, what might they think of me? What if they tell me no? I'll feel rejected. What if I get started talking to people and I don't ever find anybody who says yes? Sometimes we don't get started because we think of that. We think of our whole list and what if everybody says no and then how are we going to feel? So I want you to sit down and make a list of every fear that you're feeling regarding your business, every single one. They're going to think the products are too expensive. They're going to be too busy, whatever it is. And then I want you to sit down one by one and go through that and say, is this based in love or is it fear? Do I know this to be true? And then with each one of those fears, I want you to write down the first person that comes to mind when you think about that fear. And there may be more than one. This is an exercise that's really powerful if you'll do it. Sometimes we find that it's one or two or three people that are that monkey on our shoulder. It's the person who we're thinking of when we think of building our business and we worry about their opinion. We worry about what they will think of us. I just had a coaching client today and we were talking about that. And she was sharing how it bothered her that this person didn't acknowledge her for this and didn't, you know, bring her into the fold and acknowledge this and, you know, like her comments on Facebook and different things like that. And I finally had to stop her and ask her, why does that matter? This person is arbitrary, is not an upline or a downline. It's a crossline coaching type person. So why does that matter? Write that down with whoever you're thinking of, with whoever you're looking for approval from and are basing your fear around. Come up with the one or two people that are coming to mind for you and then journal about it. Write about why that comes up for you. Why does that person's opinion matter? And how can you move past that? How can you move your own ego out of the way of making that opinion too important, more important than it needs to be, definitely? So write that down. Write down those fears and write down who comes to mind and shift your focus on that. Come up with a new mantra or a new affirmation or a new way of saying things that can shift that around to, instead of what are they going to think of me in a negative way, to, oh my gosh, what are they going to say to me in a positive way when they're speaking on stage about being so grateful that I shared this opportunity with them? See where vision is so important in your business? If you can wake up every morning and spend 10 minutes in vision, really spending the time on the vision of the success that you want in your business, you're going to change your whole life. You're going to change your family's life, and you're going to change a lot of that fear into that feeling of love. I promise you. So what steps are you going to take to push through your fear and to land on the other side of where all great things are? So I don't know where today's show and today's mantra has caught you on the scale of fear and love and how it lands on you. But I would love to hear. Send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know if it's making a difference for you. If you have any questions for the show and you'd like to have that answered, you can send that too. I have some other ones that I'll be doing over the next few weeks here for sure. So stay tuned for those. And if you're at the point where you're looking for a business and you are looking for a personal mentor and sponsor, you can go to workwithjackie.com, workwithjackie.com, fill out the form, and we'll have a simple conversation. But do me a favor, if you're not really interested in having a conversation, save us both the grief. If you're not willing to put your phone number, don't do it either. It's kind of funny. I get these people who fill out the form, and I think to myself, the way you show up in anything is the way you show up in everything. And a person's inability to even have that conversation, even if it's just to ask me some questions, tells me where they are in their current life, in their current business. So I would love to chat with you if you're open and looking If you're just kicking tires, don't. You can tweet me and I'll chat with you about that. But I would love to know more about you and what you're looking for in a business. So until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business.
If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.